sometimes in order to grow, we have to be able to ruffle feathers. And it may come at a little bit of a cost. But you'll see, and you've noticed, and in the many boardrooms that I've gone into, the many spaces that I've gone into, the number one thing that people always thank me for is, thank you for having my dignity. Thank you for teaching me how to have my dignity. Thank you for teaching me that, wow, this can command respect. And we respect people for it. Give the gift of brave conversations to yourself and to others. Now, the long-awaited Brave Conversations 6-week course is now available. And we've talked about having brave conversations, and honestly, the number one thing most people are afraid of is having brave conversations in their life. Now, don't let this stop you. No more ghosting, avoiding, suppressing, or denying. Learn how to share your voice boldly. In this 6-week action-packed course, you will learn the actual steps on how to have confidence and clarity, along with a brave support posse, so that you can practice in our community that meets twice a month, along with me as your coach in the process, with a jam-packed workbook to chart your journey, and for a limited time until November 28th, unleash the free Brave Conversation card deck and affirmation deck with purchase so that you can practice right away and have deeper and more brave conversations in your life and be bold in those 2024 goals. Head over to neetabhushan.com. That's neetabhushan.com/brave conversations for an exclusive discounted rate for our Brave Table listeners. Now back to the show. Hello, hello, Brave Table fam. Welcome to another episode of The Brave Table. I'm your host, Dr. Neetha. And today's a very special day. So for those of you who are tuning in, I basically want to recite one of our affirmation cards. These are That Suck Now What affirmation cards. They are great for the holidays. And as we are starting to get into that, I'm going to write and actually share to open us up into a sacred space today. And for those of you just tuning in, this is our solo cast. I do these a couple times a month, twice a month on Wednesdays. And I want you, wherever you're at, if you can just take a breath with me. Take the deepest breath that you've taken all day. Collectively exhale. And let's do that again. Thank you for doing that with me. In our affirmation for this today, I just picked it out. I know my purpose is far greater. Oof, I am more than my career and what I do for work. I am expanding myself. Now, this is a very interesting card that I honestly pulled because I think it's so, so important on how we get to honestly prioritize ourselves. Prioritize ourselves as a leader in our lives, as somebody who loves to gather myself. Many times I gather a lot of amazing humans and I'm responsible for a lot of humans. And I know that for a lot of empaths and pleasers, I totally get that many times we put ourselves last or we become really depleted at the end. And with this affirmation, I want to just invite you to think, like, how are you expanding yourself this season? And are you, and when are you coming to a sense of your own renewal, renewal in yourself, renewal in the things that light you up, and how to carve that self-care time when so many people are asking things from you, whether it's people at work, whether it's colleagues, whether it's kids. I know for myself, we've been in such a crazy busy season with like doctor's appointments, dentist appointments, you know, one kid is sick, another one's sick, and then holiday festivities and, you know, all of the tiny things to do. And so I just want to take a moment as you have connected here. And I know many of you come here for a sense of solace and a sense of peace for yourself. To honestly take what you need. And, you know, whether it's protecting your time on social media, whether it is literally just taking yourself out on a walk, whether it's allowing yourself to just let the tears flow, whether it's you maybe unsubconsciously piss somebody off and now they are not talking to you, whether it's maybe you have to have a brave conversation because you've been enabling and allowing. And as an empath, it doesn't sit well with you to have this amount of bottling up of emotions to sit with you. You have to clear it. And in order, the only way to clear it is to have those conversations. Now, if this is you, I would love to invite you to take advantage of being a listener of the Brave Table and check out my 6-week Brave Conversations 6-week course. Now, where we dive into the root cause of why we are not having enough brave conversations, why we try to avoid them, and how you actually feel, the resentment that you feel as a result, and how to finally step into your truth and speak your truth, speak on your purpose. Maybe this is for the first time. Maybe it's just standing up for yourself. Maybe it's teaching your kid how to have brave conversations in their school. Maybe it's teaching them how to stand up for themselves so that you're not the one literally facing their battles. Maybe it's you being able to have more reverence for yourself. Now, as a pleaser, as a former people pleaser, as somebody who always wants to keep things at peace and never wants to ruffle feathers, sometimes in order to grow, we have to be able to ruffle feathers. And it may come at a little bit of a cost, but you'll see, and you've noticed, and in the many boardrooms that I've gone into, the many spaces that I've gone into, the number one thing that people always thank me for is, thank you for having my dignity. Thank you for teaching me how to have my dignity. Thank you for teaching me that, wow, this can command respect. And we respect people for it. And so if this is you, for a limited time, you will be able to get not only the access to the 6-week Brave Conversations course, but you will also get access to our community, which is your Brave Conversation Posse, your BCM, because we need a BCM to support us in our growth, in having these conversations, in supporting you and how to even start a conversation into protecting yourself. And protecting yourself as a people pleaser, as an empath, to not take on anybody else's energy, to not take on anybody else's stuff. Like, they can have their own experience, you can hold it. And I think a lot of times, for those of you who are coaches or healers or leaders or community activists, community builders, it's easy to take on, and we have so much empathy, and it's hard then to shake it. We've got to like shake it off. We've got to like do our emotional practices. And for those of you who were at the Embrace Your Emotions workshop, I'll put the replay here as well so you can get access to some of those real-time tools that we were doing, from shaking to tapping to fully unleashing and raging, to allowing, to surrendering, to giving us what we need. This is what I'm inviting you to. And for a limited time, from now until the end of the month, you will be able to get this for half off. Not only that, what I'm also including is my That Sucked, Now What affirmation cards and my That Sucked, Now What Brave Conversation card starter kit. So this is only now. It is going to expire at the end of this month. This is our flash sale, and you get it for 50% off. You get the course for 50% off, and you get the both card decks for free when you join. And the reason why I'm doing this is because I believe that it is our birthright to not only have brave conversations, but it is our birthright to be able to protect our energy, to prioritize ourselves, especially during the holiday season when things are big, when emotions are big, when we are going to have kids that are snapping at us and, you know, are going to lose their momentum, and we then lose our stuff. So you have to be able to pour back into you. And I'm not saying we have to have a big, crazy routine. I'm not saying we have to have a 90-minute, you know, going to the gym and then praying at your altar or sitting in meditation. No, because sometimes you only have 5 minutes to yourself, and that is in the bathroom, that is in the toilet. And we all know, we all do it. We then dumb scroll on our phones. But I want to challenge you to something even greater than yourself. Who are you becoming in 2024? What are some of those skill sets that you want to pour into you? And I tell you that this, in every single, whether it's boardroom, whether it's workshop, whether it's a thing that I lead all across the world, the number one thing people are afraid of, and moms come up to me all the time, can you teach my kid to have rape conversations? Well, I can't teach him how to have it if you're not having it. Where do you think they learn that from? If you're not being able to have brave conversations or even sit with the discomfort of somebody else being upset with you, that you are going to rock the boat or speak your voice for the very, very first time, how do you expect your children to do the same? We're just passing down, or we're screaming or yelling at them because we see them as a direct mirror and reflection of us. If we're not going to go do the deep work, how do we expect them to? Is there a cheat sheet or are there cheat codes for me that I can actually follow? Yeah, you bet. In my 6-week course, and we actually have a whole community that you get access to when you say yes. When you say yes to you, when you say yes to yourself, when you say yes to how you want to begin to unravel yourself as a people pleaser, unravel yourself as an empath, unravel and prioritize yourself. And for some of you, it'll be for the very first time. And for some of you tuning in, maybe you're tuning in because somebody sent this to you. It's interesting. I was at an event for Filipino Heritage Month in New York not too long ago. And I met someone who shared with me that she runs this group for about 200,000 nurses. And with Filipino, shout out to the Filipino community, we talked about openly how our culture, and there were some incredible women in the room, incredible leaders in the room, but in our culture, it's expected. It's one of the reasons, and I know it's stereotypical, shout out to, you know, it's so stereotypical, but it's one of the reasons why our culture, we go into caretaking roles like nursing, like, you know, physician's assistant, or any sort of these caretaking roles, not just in medicine. The woman I met, she was in charge of, you know, this 200,000 nursing community. And this was on Facebook. And she said, we really need a playbook because so many of these women are just working overtime in like 16-hour shifts and they don't want to rock the boat. So they don't speak up for themselves. But she's like, but it's in our culture not to. And majority of the people in this group, they're Filipino as well. And I'm not just speaking on behalf of one particular group. I know in general, a lot of us as immigrants. And in general, if you're here listening to the Brave Table, you are somebody that wants to learn, wants to grow, wants to get better. Yet there are things that like keep you stuck. There are things that like keep you safe and safeguarded because you're like, ooh, that's a little scary. That's a little scary. What if they're mad at me? Yeah, what if they're not? What if they have more respect for you at the end of it? We just haven't thought a different perspective. And while it's so ingrained in us and in our culture, and this was literally said so much, I was like, oh, wow. It's because, you know, when for a lot of us, either we grew up in like struggling or survivor mode, that we couldn't have those conversations. Like my parents were too busy working to even have a brave conversation with me. Like I never saw it modeled ever. It was like one person was mad at another person, another aunt or another tita or another auntie was like mad at another so that they wouldn't talk to each other, or certain siblings in my family who were the elders or the uncles or the aunt, they would go at times without speaking to each other. And then when they saw each other, they would like shove it under the rug and then they would have a conversation and they would pretend like everything's okay. How can you pretend like everything's okay when there's so much crap under the rug and that pile is getting bigger and bigger and bigger? And then we realize that we are just saying yes to everyone else's demands and needs, but then we're not sharing what our desires and needs are because we don't even know what our desires and needs are. So today, I want you to either take 5 minutes and just even put your hand over your heart right now. What do you need today? What is one desire that you desperately crave and need for yourself? Is it just alone time? Is it time to go meandering and Target by yourself or online retail shop? Don't worry, I'm not judging today. Nope. I am asking you, what do you need? What is your desire? Because so often, this is what you're not doing. And so this is my invitation. I'm going to leave it here to pour into yourself. When we put our hand over our heart, we are coming back to ourselves. We are recognizing our beautiful vessel that we are in. We are recognizing our own needs and how we can actually do better. And then everyone benefits. So if this is you, I strongly urge you, your invitation, and hope you consider joining our Brave Conversations community so that you can start making the biggest shifts in your life. So more at the link, which is also in our show notes. So go ahead and you can grab it there. And if this conversation ruffled some feathers, I always want to listen and learn and see how this has sparked you, how this has landed with you. And you can share everything or tag us, your favorite moment, at the Brave Table, at The Brave Table, as well as if you haven't already given us a 5-star review. This helps us get into the hands of way more people who need to know how to be brave in their relationships, in their life, and in their actions. And so taking the 2 minutes to give us a 5-star review on iTunes, and then if you can screenshot it to me, we will send you a free gift. And that is our 12-month self-care calendar. How timely is that? Well, I love you all. I hope that you take up this challenge for yourself to pour into yourself in this next year so that we can rise and fly forward into 2024. And don't forget to be just a little bit more brave. I will see you next time.